Continuing with human values, we're now going to look at how the values that we've looked at now manifest themselves in the courtesies of social interactions. And the first aspect we're going to look at is birr al-walidain, which is goodness, or maybe I can say kindness, to parents. It always manifests itself first to those whom we are most closest with. It's pointless starting out from the out inside. You've got to start within. First you've got to change what's within you, and then it goes in concentric circles: parents, siblings, family, and so on, and it reflects out like a ripple. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in many, many places talks about birr al-walidain. I'll first look at Surah Bani Israel. These are my favorite ayat. I love them so much. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَذَا رَبُّكَ عَلَّا تَعْبُدُ إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And your Rabb has commanded that you shall serve none but Him, and goodness to your parents. إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدَهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا. If either or both of them reach an old age with you, فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ. Do not so much as say uff to them. وَلَا تَنْغَرْهُمَا. Do not chide them. وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. And speak to them a gentle word. وَحْفِظْ لَهُمَا جَنَاهَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Make yourself submissively gentle to them with compassion. وَقُرْ and say, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. My Rob, have compassion with them as they brought me up when I was little. You know, it is only when you lose a parent that you realize how much you miss him. I lost my father when I was very young. We've got to appreciate what we've got before we lose them. They are amazing personalities. The only ones who will raise their hands in the depth of the night, in the darkness of the night, every time their eyes open and say, "My Rabb, look after my children." You know, I remember a story from childhood about Prophet Musa alayhi salam, and he used to run up the mountain of Tur to go to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mount Sinai, we used to talk to him. One day Jibreel says, "Musa, go slowly, Musa." And he says, "Jibreel, why are you stopping me? You know how much I want to talk to my Rabb." And Jibreel says, "Musa, mom has died today. Musa, the one who prayed for you not to stumble. The one who raised her hands in the darkness of the night to say, Lord, look after my son, is not there anymore. One aspect of dua has been closed for you, Musa. Musa, therefore now you will have to look after yourself. Musa, tread softly." They are amazing personalities. You know, a man came up to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to ask for instructions which would benefit him to reach his full potential. And he said, Rasulullah said, "Do not associate partners with Allah in any way, even if you were burning in a fire or being tortured, except if your heart was at peace and the certainty of faith." And then immediately he said, "Obey and be kind to your parents, whether they be alive or dead. If they command you to leave your wealth, do it, for that is true iman." Another man came to Rasulullah and says, "What right does the father have over his son?" And Rasulullah said, "He should not call his father by name, nor walk or sit in front of him, and he should not at all revile him." Another came to Rasulullah saying, "Ya Rasulullah, whom shall I treat kindly?" "Your mother," he said. "And then whom?" He said, "Your mother." "And then whom?" He said, "Your mother." "And then whom?" And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Your father." Imam Sadiq relates that another man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and says, "Ya Rasulullah, I desire and feel ready to do jihad in the way of Allah." Rasulullah said, "Then do so, for Allah will provide for you if you are killed in the way of Allah. If you die, your reward will be due for Allah. And if you return, then you will return as free from wrong actions as the day you were born." And the man said, "But Ya Rasulullah, I have two elderly parents who say they're so fond of me, they don't want me to leave. Immediately, Rasulullah says, say, stay with your parents, for by the one who has my soul in his hand, their love for you, be it only a day and night, for them wanting you to stay with them is better than fighting in the way of Allah for a whole year. When Abdullah ibn Mas'ud asked Rasulullah which acts Allah loved the best, he said, the salah performed at its time, kindness towards one's parents, and striving in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, a man came up to Imam Sadiq and asked for a translation of the word goodness. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانَ Surah Al-Isra says, the one that we just read about. And Imam Sadiq said, goodness is to be good company for them, not burdening them, by allowing them to ask for something they need, even if they are capable of obtaining it themselves. Does not Allah say, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ? This is Surah Al-Imran, Ayah 91. By no means shall you attain to righteousness until you spend out of that which you love the most. And Imam continued, as for Allah's words saying, if either or both of them reach an old age, do not say uff to them. And if they annoy you, do not say uff. Do not chide them, even if they go so far as hitting you. The meaning of and speak to them a generous word is that if they do hurt you, you should say to them, may Allah forgive you. These are the words of generosity that Allah mentions. Imam Sadiq says, there are three actions which one must at all costs perform, fulfilling the trust placed in one's hand, whether on the part of a good person or an evil person, keeping one's promise, whether to a good person or evil person, and being kind to one's parents, whether they be good or evil. Be kind to your parents and grandparents. Your children will be kind to you, he said. He continued to say, whoever desires that Allah relieve the torment of death should maintain close ties with his relations, treat his parents with kindness. If he does this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lighten the torment of death, and he will never be afflicted by poverty during his or her lifetime. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam continued to say, if a person looks with hatred at his parents, even though they have caused him wrong, his salah will never be accepted. They are an amazing personality. Parents, there's something else. Inshallah, tomorrow we will look at the dua of Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam for one's parents. Let us raise our hands in dua and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them for their sins, to raise their status with him. And as he says in the Quran, رَبِّ رَحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. My Rabb, have rahmah on them, just as they had rahmah on me when I was young.